You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Maino. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. And this evening's program is going to feature some beautiful music that is brought to us by our returning friend and guest, Paul Sinua. Welcome back to the show, Paul.
Thank you, Mike. It's good to be back.
Nice to have you back. We had Paul on the show, geez, almost over a year ago, I think now. Maybe
could be 2 years.
Could be 2 years. Yeah. Time flies when you're having fun. And Paul has brought a very, very nice thing to the show. Besides a couple of new CDs, he's actually brought his wife, Audrey. Welcome, Audrey.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you with us, and it's a lot nicer than having Paul here by himself. So that's a good thing. Paul, tell us a little bit about what's been going on in your life. We know from the last show, to refresh our audience's memory, that Paul plays the harpsichord as his claim to fame, and we had some great harpsichord music the last time, and I believe you have a doctorate in that field, correct?
That's right.
And there's not a lot of people we've had on the show with a doctorate in a harpsichord. Is that how you call your time?
It's a doctor of musical arts, which is a DMA, which is a professional degree, unlike a PhD. Of course, right. It requires research and so on, but it's an applied degree that is offered throughout the United States at different schools.
But with harpsichord as a specialty.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. And tell us what's been happening with you.
It's been a busy summer, a busy season. Audrey and I just got back from France, where we had a couple of concerts, and just gearing up to a very busy concert season. This past summer in Kingston, I played for the Kingston Chamber Music Festival, and at the moment I'm just overwhelmed with a lot of upcoming concerts and preparations for the season.
Okay, and why don't you introduce your lovely wife to the audience and tell us a little bit about her, and then she can take over.
Audrey is a Baroque cellist who came to this country from France just about 10 years ago. In fact, we met in Brussels, where both of us were studying, and she was there studying the Baroque cello with a very renowned specialist in that field, Idemi Suzuki. And I was in Brussels. I was supposed to be studying harpsichord, but I was.
But you ended up studying Audrey.
And drinking coffee and beer and going to museums and yes, and Audrey. Since then I came back to the U.S. to live in Connecticut, and then Audrey followed, and then we were living in Newport for a while. Uh-huh. And then we're now living in Fall River and working in Newport, Providence, Boston, and so on.
Right. And Audrey, coming from France to
yes,
the United States.
That's correct.
And we have a slight little accent, not too bad, but we can tell that you're not from Providence.
That's right, or Rhode Island.
So what part of France were you growing up in?
I am from the south of France, where I started studying cello, mm-hmm. modern cello. So as Paul said, I went to Belgium to specialize in Baroque cello.
Okay. So and what age did you start playing the cello?
I was actually not that young. I was 9 when I started. And
so 9 is not young?
Well, I have students who are 3.5.
Okay.
So that's pretty late. Compared to that,
yeah.
I started also playing piano first at 7, before I played cello.
Before the cello, okay. Yeah. So musical interests were always there for you, pretty much.
Yes. Okay. That's correct.
And and now you find coming to the United States easy or not so easy?
Yes, easy. I mean, I play a lot. I have work and
well, that's good.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Well, we're glad to have you here and bring your music to us from France. And one of the reasons that Paul and Audrey are here tonight is to talk about a brand new CD they have. And Paul, why don't you introduce that CD to us, and then let's go to our first piece of music from it.
The CD is a recording of the complete Viola da Gamba sonatas of Johann Sebastian Bach. These are on this recording, which is on the Wailing City sound label out of New Bedford. Audrey is playing the cello piccolo, which is a five-string cello. It's an instrument that Bach knew. He did not write these sonatas for that instrument, but we find that they fit very well on that instrument. The viola da gamba is a seven-string cello-like instrument with frets, and the cello piccolo is much closer to the cello. It's simply a slightly smaller cello with a fifth string that allows one to play higher notes with more clarity, that is, more in open positions on the instrument. So it resonates a bit differently than a traditional cello. As Audrey is a specialist in Baroque cello, this is an instrument that is gut-strung, and she plays with an 18th-century style bow. There is no end pin on the cello, so it's held between the legs, just like a Baroque cello. This is part of what we do. We specialize in historical performance. And you're hearing this on what you would call period instruments. The track we're about to hear is our own transcription of an aria from Bach's Cantata 175, Er rufet seinen Schaffen, and the aria is Es dünket mich, which was written for tenor soloist obbligato cello piccolo, so Bach actually wrote this for the five-string cello, and continuo. In this transcription, Audrey's playing that obbligato violoncello piccolo part, and I'm playing the tenor aria and the continuo part on the harpsichord.
All right, we'll listen to that now.
Thank you.
as in the past, Paul is bringing beautiful music to us. And Audrey, we're going to turn this one over to you and ask you to introduce the next piece that we're about to listen to off the CD.
Yes, so that's the second movement, the Allegro of the Sonata number 2 in D major, BWV 1028.
All right, yes. And I think it'll be a treat because as you may or may not know, we have people listening to us all over the world on this show, and they stream it and listen all over the world, and we actually have had an email from someone that was listening in Paris. So I think you should introduce this song in French, just for them. Go ahead.
Nous allons écouter le deuxième mouvement de la sonate numéro 2 en Ré majeur, BWV 1028.
Ouais. All right. What she said. Now that we're back, I'll ask Paul to tell us, not in French, but in good old American, how you can get this recording if someone is so inclined and they'd like to purchase it. You mentioned it's on the Wailing City Sound label, and that should be familiar to our audience. If you're trying to remember where you've heard that name, we've had several shows with people from Wailing City Sound Recordings. Marcel Gauvin was on just a couple weeks ago, and before that, Neil Weiss, who is the producer of that company. So tell us about that, Paul.
The CD could be purchased through Wailing City Sound, which is wailingcitysound.com. It's also available on Amazon. The trick with that is you have to know how to spell our name in order to search for it. So I can make this easier. You can go to Wailing City Sound, or you could go to the Newport Baroque website, which is newportbaroque.org, and click resources, and there's a link to the Amazon website.
Well, why don't you spell your name one time?
I'll spell it one time. It's also available on iTunes, but again, you have to search. So it's C-I-E, two N's as in Nancy, N-N-I-W-A, C-I-E-N, oh, that's twice, C-I-E-N-N-I-W-A.
That's
two and a half times.
Two and a half times. All right, two and a half times. Let's keep the sin in Sinewa, and here we go. And what's this last tune before we take a break?
This is these three sonatas, the first two are in four movements, slow, fast, each of those sonatas. The last sonata is in three movements, and it's rather symphonic, stands on its own in that sense. We're going to listen to the second movement, the Adagio. This is the third sonata in G minor, BWV 1029. And I just, all of these works are really a three-part texture. You have the cello piccolo, which is one voice. You have my right hand, which is another voice. The left hand, which is another voice. A three-part texture. And that's really clear in this track where those three parts are revealed. And I remember distinctly when we were recording this and we were about to start, and I turned to Audrey and I said, "This is the love movement." And I said, there's something about the way that right hand of the harpsichord speaks with the cello piccolo in duet, in a duetting style, that I remember that struck me in our late night recording session.
So. Hmm. All right, so we'll listen to the love movement.
The love movement.
It is a bit lengthy, so we might fade out on it a little bit and then take a break, and we'll be back with more of Paul and Audrey Sinewa.
Thank you.
The people at Robert's Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Robert's Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Robert's Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations, and we're having a lovely evening listening to some beautiful music provided by Paul and Audrey Sinua, and we have been discussing their new CD, which has just come out, but now to Newport Baroque, Paul, where you have another CD in your hand.
Yes, and in fact, I'm not just representing our new CD, but also announcing Newport Baroque's 2009-10 season, and also the season of Sine Nomine Choral Ensemble. And the CD I have, in fact, was a Newport Baroque production, which also features that chorus on the recording. In fact, it's a live performance recording of our April performances of Henry Purcell's Dido and Aeneas. And this is just like our box CD, hot off the presses, and it's available at the Newport Baroque website, newportbaroque.org.
Okay, and we're going to go to the first piece on there, which is what?
This is the overture of the opera, and it's an absolutely fantastic work to hear. It was an absolute joy to play it. What always strikes me about this overture is, now this is Purcell, so it's 17th century, but how much it almost sounds like the overture to Mendelssohn's Midsummer Night's Dream, and it makes me wonder if Mendelssohn might have known this work.
Hmm. All right, we'll give it a listen, and you can have your opinion. You tell the people that are listening dates of upcoming events. You mentioned a new season, and what's the exact dates?
Well, our most upcoming concert is this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. in Newport. This is a chamber music concert with a really fantastic recorder player. I mean, many people know the recorder as an instrument that is taught to children, but when it's played very, very well, it's rather extraordinary, and we have a real virtuoso. Another French person, Héloïse de Grugelier, who is from the north of France but now lives in the Boston area and it's just been such an honor and pleasure to work with her. This concert is at 7:30 this coming Saturday. For more information on that and all things Newport Baroque, we have a bunch of programs this season. You can visit our website, newportbaroque.org. You can also get on our mailing list by calling 401-855-3096. And I'll just keep talking because sure. The recording you just heard, the overture from Dido and Aeneas, I should mention again, this is the performance that was given in Newport back in April. And the tracks we're just about to hear also feature Sine Nomine Chorus, and that is a community-based chorus out of Fall River. And it's a group that specializes in music from, well, we've done things from the Middle Ages all the way up through the contemporary period, but most of what we're doing is from the 16th through the 18th centuries. And you can visit their website at sinenomine.org. That's sine, S-I-N-E, nomine, N-O-M-I-N-E.org. And the first concert on that season is November 21st and 22nd. It's a concert of music with of 16th through 18th century music with viol consort. Really fantastic repertoire. Some 21st century American premieres of some works that have been hidden in libraries for all these centuries.
All right. And as always, if you didn't catch any of the websites or information that Paul gave out, and you'll want to get more information, don't hesitate to email us here at wcri@classical959.com, and we'll get the info for you and pass it on to you. And now let's listen to this next piece.
Oh.
don't you give us the names of some of the performers that were in that last piece or what's coming up next?
Sure. What you just heard was from the first act of Purcell's Dido and Aeneas, and our Dido was performed by soprano Christine Teeters. And in the opera, her sister is, in our production, it was a real sister, Christine's sister, Rebecca Teeters. You also heard soprano Vanessa Isiguin, and as Aeneas, tenor Ethan Bremner. And Ethan is a name that is not too unfamiliar to Rhode Island audiences. He does quite a bit of singing in Providence, and I'm sure you'll come across that name in the coming season. The next track we're about to hear is also from the opera, and this is a bit deeper into the story. We begin this cut with two witches singing in glee to the demise of the Queen of Carthage, Dido. And after their duo, this is followed by an echo chorus sung by Sine Nomine Choral Ensemble, where you get the sense that the chorus, which is singing as part of the witches' entourage, is echoing themselves in the caverns of the witches. And this is followed by an instrumental dance performed by Newport Baroque.
Okay, we'll listen, then take a short break, and be back with more of Conducting Conversations.
Oh,
The people at Robert's Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Robert's Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Robert's Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations, and we are having a pleasant evening this evening listening to music provided by Paul and Audrey Sinua. And we've been listening to music from the Newport Baroque, and now a new CD that Paul and Audrey have out. And Audrey, besides playing the instrument that you do, you also teach at a place that is familiar to a lot of people in Rhode Island. Tell us about that.
Yes, I teach at the music school of the Rhode Island Philharmonic. This new building, by the way.
The new building in East Providence, right?
Yes, that's very, very nice. And I teach in the Suzuki department.
Actually. Suzuki?
Mm-hmm. Wonderful school.
A wonderful school, and yeah. It's been growing.
It's
one of the few places in the arts that's been growing has been the music school over the years, and it's doing very nicely. That's great.
Absolutely, yes.
A lot of talented people teaching there, such as yourself. We have a lot of friends in this business that are associated with the music school and the Rhode Island Philharmonic. So, we hope they're all listening and cheering you on and clapping while you're playing. So we want to hear you clap louder at home right now when you hear the music. And Paul, tell us about this next piece. We're going back to your CD with you and Audrey. Tell us about this next piece.
This is the third movement of the first Viola da Gamba Sonata in G major, BWV 1027. I think it's one of my favorites in the entire set of sonatas. It has this clock-like arpeggiation figure that keeps moving throughout the movement, but I'd like to call everyone's attention to the sustain notes. The harpsichord doesn't have a lot of sustain, so what we do is we trill on notes to create that sustain. And you can hear the sort of tag team duetting going on here, because at the end of the movement, Audrey has a very long sustain note. And you can hear how the two different instruments handle sustain differently.
All right, we'll listen to that and listen for that long sustain note by Audrey.
Thank you.
Well, Paul, we've given out a lot of information as far as dates. You have an upcoming performance on Saturday, which we hope everyone will turn out for, and you have to turn people away at the door. That would be nice.
It's happened.
It's happened.
We don't have so many seats in this venue, and it's always good to get your tickets in advance.
Tell us one more time where that's going to be.
That's at Honeyman Hall, the Hawes Room at Trinity Church in Newport. Okay. You can get tickets through our website, newportbaroque.org. You can always call for information, 401-855-3096.
All right. And other websites or other information, if they want to get more information about you or Audrey?
Well, we each have blogs that list our upcoming and past performances, and the easiest way to get to those blogs is to go to newportbaroque.org and click the Resources tab, and you will see links to our personal blogs. Our performing is not limited to just Newport Baroque or my work with Sine Nomine. You'll see our concerts in Boston and elsewhere.
All right, great. So we catch you around mostly New England at this point in time? Or do you have travels further away planned?
Audrey has some Bach cello suite programs in France this December.
That's further away.
And I have a harpsichord recital in Chicago in the spring. So
okay. Well, good luck to both of you. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you,
Audrey.
Thank
it was you. A pleasure Thank meeting you. You. And Paul, always great to see you again. And we have one last piece of music for everyone to listen to. Tell us what that is, Paul.
And this is the last movement of the third and final sonata, the G minor, BWV 1029. And it's a bit of a whirlwind to play and a joy to listen to.
All right. Sounds like a good one to go out with. Thanks for listening, everyone. See you next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.